Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2009 in New York City, and we are joined right now by, do you call yourself a cartoonist?
I'd like to call myself a stay-at-home stripper.
Okay. A stay-at-home stripper. Mark Tatulli, he wrote a book entitled Silent But Deadly, A Leo Collection. And if you open up your local newspaper and you read the comics page, I'm sure you've seen Mark Tatulli's work. Mark, tell us about how many newspapers is the comic strip Leo in currently?
Leo's in about 260 newspapers all over the world. China, of course in the U.S., but also in China and Japan, places like that, you know.
For those who might not immediately be able to picture the comic strip Leo, tell everybody what to look for.
Well, it is a comic strip that primarily has no dialogue. So it's what we call pantomime strip. And so there's no dialogue, but there is words like signage and stuff like that to guide the reader along, but it's primarily a visual comic strip.
And the new book is a compilation of the Leo comic strip.
That's correct.
Did the idea of a pantomime strip, a strip without words, evolve, or was it part of Leo's original concept?
That's always what I wanted to do, because I have another comic strip called Heart of the City that I also do for Universal Press Syndicate, and that is a script-driven comic strip. And I knew I wanted to do another comic strip. So in order for me to do two comic strips, I wanted to do something that was completely different. Because if I had done two comic strips that were both script-driven, I think there would have been too much crossover, and it would have been hard for me to do. This way, I can set my brain 180 degrees in the opposite direction and do this one. And this one's a darker strip, and my other strip is like more family fare, little girl. So it works out. I'm able to do both.
And why did you feel the need to create a strip that is 180 degrees from the other strip?
So I can address the other side of my brain. You know, it was something else that I wanted to do. That I wanted to do something darker for the comics pages. You don't see much of that in the comics page. It's a lot of family fare, and I understand that. There's a place for that, but I wanted to give something else. This is something for kids who like monsters and giant robots and zombies and mummies, and Leo is all about that kind of stuff.
And I'm sure there are unique challenges to doing a strip without words. What are those challenges?
Then I have to do it without words. No, it's trying to tell a story in pictures. And it makes it difficult to tell an ongoing story like that goes over the course of many days, because it's hard to recap what happened the day before. So it's mostly just gag-a-day type stuff, and it's all just visual.
For the uninitiated, what type of kid is Leo? And is Leo the type of kid you would want as a friend?
I don't think I would want him as a friend. He's pretty dark, and he lives in a dark kind of imagination / reality, and it's of his own making, and he's completely comfortable with it. But I don't know that. I mean, it's mostly based on fears that I had when I was a kid. And they were very real fears to me. But to him, he's completely comfortable with it. So maybe it's my way of dealing with that.
This is not the first Leo compilation, is it?
No. I had one before called Happiness is a Squishy Cephalopod.
And this one is called Silent But Deadly, a Leo Collection. And Leo is spelled L-I-O. Why'd you decide to spell it L-I-O instead of the conventional L-E-O?
For several reasons. First of all, when it first came out, I wanted it to have almost a foreign look to it. That when people saw it, not only because of the darkness of it, which would be shocking for the family newspaper, but then they would look at how it was spelled, and they would be like, what am I looking at here? Is this something from another country? I wanted it to have that feel. Kind of like when you look at, I don't know if you know Tintin, the French comic book. It just looks, you know, foreign. It just has a different look to it. So, and that carried over to the name, too. Plus, if you do a Google search on L-I-O, you're pretty much going to get Leo. My Leo.
And Mark, you have another one coming out very, very soon as well, correct?
Yes, at the end of the summer, I have a treasury coming out. It's called Leo's Astonishing Tales, and and it has a bunch of older comics in there, but there's also has cartoonist commentary. I tell you what I was thinking at the time I was writing them and what kind of reaction I got. Plus, there's a lot of neat little things that I added in there, kind of surprises for the fans.
All right, cool. In the meantime, we'll promote this one, the one that's out currently, one more time. It's Silent But Deadly, a Leo collection. It's by Mark Tutuli. Mark, thanks.
Thank you so much.